And that sounds great, and I'm sure that people are happy to hear that. And I do want to share with you guys, in addition to questions that we have texted in, people are also giving a lot of praise and saying thank you so much for all of the health workers over there at Memorial Hospital and beyond for being the front line of all of this. And it's greatly appreciated here in the Valley for sure. So we do just want to extend that thank you to everyone. A couple more questions here. We're kind of skipping around, but this is a good one, I thought. If a person in the household has symptoms and is told by their doctor that they need to stay quarantined, does everybody else in the house have to be quarantined as well?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the guidance from Department of Health and Human Services would say that the people in contact with the person under quarantine should also quarantine. Now, there's certainly a difference based on their guidance in terms of a symptomatic person versus an asymptomatic person. So by their guidance, an asymptomatic person can self-monitor symptoms. It's recommended that they limit exposure to others, whereas a symptomatic person should truly quarantine and be away. We know this is very challenging. In fact, we were asked this very same question earlier today in our community meeting because most of us don't live by ourselves, and we have families, and someone's going to get ill. And it does create a very challenging situation, I think. And it's hard, I think, to understand what all the guidance is. But that's currently the guidance from the Department of Health.
Okay, that's interesting. Got another question here. Going back on what Gino said, a lot of people are texting in. Kudos, by the way. They really are, and that's excellent to see here in the Valley. Someone's asked what they can do to help the hospital right now.
Well, first of all, I want to say we're really appreciative of the community support and all the kudos that are coming in. I think I need to just give a shout-out to all of Team Memorial. All of our workers here across the board have just been outstanding in their effort and their personal courage. During a difficult time, really coming together and proud to be the community hospital here in the Valley. And so what can the community do? Well, first of all, the community has already done a ton of things. Many of the local restaurants have come in and made different baked goods and other food, delivering it to different areas of the hospital, which has been greatly appreciated, and we've put a bunch of that on our social media, specifically Facebook. And then there have been other community members that have wanted to sew masks, for example, and other types of supplies. We've had a number of local businesses actually donate their masks that they have, because right now they won't be using them. And what I'll tell the community is that if they feel like they have something that will help us, we will take it with much appreciation.
Great. I think we have time for about one more question. What do you think, Gina?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Do you have one more? Do you want me to go?
Go ahead.
We got one here. Somebody's actually talking about an experience that they had at the beginning of the month. They say that her husband and her were sick at the beginning of March, March 6th to be exact, getting a little into it here. And by Monday, March 9th, they were home in bed, not feeling well, having symptoms of what they believed could have possibly been COVID-19. They were told by their doctor that the test was not necessary. They followed the 24-hour no protocol rule, I guess you could say, when it comes to the fever. However, they're both still coughing, both still run down, still feeling it. Should they be tested again? Should they go back to the doctor? Is that the bottom line here?
Yeah, you know, so if they're, and the bottom line really is, aside from testing, it's monitoring symptoms, and if people are becoming progressively more sick, that they need to contact their primary care provider to discuss their symptoms and their illness. COVID or not, we want to make sure that we do everything we can to protect people and keep them healthy.
Okay, great.
Very good. Gentlemen, do you have any final words? We are coming down to the top of the hour here, or the bottom of the hour, I should say. And we want to thank everybody for texting in. A whole much more coming in, 603-356-9145. And like Greg, you've been saying, we're going to do this a few different times with some different guests as the days go on here.
Yep.
But gentlemen, when it comes to Dr. Dunn and Art, do you guys have any final words for everybody? One last take home here for our interview.
I think just a reminder, we're so used to doing things the way we've done them for years. shaking people's hand when we come into a room and meeting somebody. So social distancing, don't shake hands, stay 6 feet away, wash your hands as much as you can, and if you're not feeling well and you're having symptoms, call before you come in to the hospital, whichever hospital you're calling into. And that would be greatly appreciated. And thank you for your time, gentlemen.
Yes, thank you very much. That's Art Matheson, president of Memorial Hospital, and Dr. Matthew Dunn, the chief medical officer, with us here in our first live drive time with Gino and I. And we want to thank them very much. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank our sponsors, Leona McDonald Roberts, Cooper Cargill Chant, and Settlers Green, Settlers Crossing, and Settlers Street Side.
For tomorrow, we're looking forward to another interview.
Yes, and we have Tom Holmes from the Conway town office coming in. He's the town manager, and I believe he might have a guest or two with him. So that'll be our interview tomorrow at 5.
Something to look forward to for sure. And again, you guys can text in at any time, 603-356-9145. If you want to ask a question ahead of time, anytime it pops into your head, text it over, and we'll make sure to get it on the air here as much as we can. And we appreciate it so much. And it looks like we're looking forward to Roy Prescott coming up next with the Blues Summit on 93.5 WMWV.